Everybody to the June 21st Ways and Means meeting. It is 5:32. Natalie, could you call roll?
Archer.
Here.
Ronk.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
Gaveris.
Present.
Haynes.
Here.
Mayo. And Walter.
Here.
Okay. All right. Let's look at resolutions for July 21st, 2020. The first resolution is 191, establishing a policy for funding non-county organizations. I have a motion to move.
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Legislative Ronk.
Thank you. I don't know, is Legislator Petit on?
Yes, she is.
So I believe, I know that I'm in favor of postponing this for one more month. I know that we have proposed some changes, some of which I agree with and a couple of which I don't. You know, I do think it's important for us to move this forward, obviously, with all of the changes to the contract agencies we have this month, for this year's budget. I think it's important for us to take a hard look at this. I know that Legislator Walter had sent in some comments to Legislator Petit and I. If anybody else has any before next month, so we can, sort of button this up and get this passed. That's really what I'm looking for here.
Yeah, I believe Legislator Petit, do you want to fill everyone in? We spoke about it at caucus.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
We can, thank you.
Okay, all right. Yes, what we are doing is we've considered some of the recommendations that Legislator Walter had made. I made some revisions, but in all fairness, that was done over the weekend and it wasn't sent to the clerk until Monday. So I am in favor of postponing it. We'll have time to take a look at the changes. And right. I believe that the Republican Council may have a few more. And then we can discuss it next month.
Great. Legislator Bartels?
Thank you. I appreciate both your willingness to hold it for another month. I think it's important work. Is there any way, you said it was sent, Legislator Petit, to the clerk on Monday. I don't see it in our Ways and Means packet. Can we circulate the changes so that then I'll look at the changes and if I have any additional comments, I'll provide them to you both?
Oh, great. Yes. I will send you what I've done. And, you know, again, I believe that Republican counselor was going to make some more changes as well.
It looked like Vicki was going to say something, just FYI.
Do we have a red line copy?
I made it, and it should be in the packet.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Vicki.
But it doesn't have Laura's latest changes as she
does.
It does. Okay, so everyone can take a look at it for next month.
You're saying it's in the Ways and Means packet?
No, it's in the caucus packet.
Oh, okay. Because I don't.
Yeah, oh, okay.
I'm at the Ways and Means packet. I don't see it.
Okay. So does somebody? We have a motion to postpone.
I move we postpone it until our next meeting.
Okay. Second.
I'll second it, Heidi.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. All right. Resolution 196, the approving of the contract for the trustees of Columbia. This is the HEAL. We will be making an amendment to the total value of the contract, which went from $791 and changed to $696,148.26.
Moved by Ronk.
Second?
Second, Haynes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So move. Resolution 208, this is the HEAL project creating the positions for the Department of Health.
So moved.
Second?
Haynes.
Bartels.
For discussion, yes, Deputy Ryder.
Wait, can I just back up? Did you vote on the amendment and the resolution, or?
It's the day of our legislative meeting. We can't amend resolutions in committee on the day of the
meeting. Okay, sorry.
It will be amended on the floor.
Missed that part. Okay, I'm good.
Okay, did we take a vote on 208? We have it moved and seconded. Heidi, you seconded it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 238, this is establishing a policy regarding legislative access to the Ulster County Municipal Information System.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it, Bartels.
Okay, any discussion, any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 240, requesting the State of New York Legislature introduce the governor sign an amendment to Article 31 of the New York State tax law to permit the County of Ulster to adopt a local law to impose, collect, and retain a tax on real estate transfers.
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second it for discussion.
Second. Yeah, I believe this is being referred. This is being postponed so that we could have a special meeting for discussion. I think the intent of the chair was to put it out there for discussion as a revenue opportunity, and that there's some conversation and work that needs to be done before this is ready to be voted on. So, Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. I just want to make everyone aware, while we're here, that I don't believe, after doing some extra research, that Minority Council agrees that we could, through the Home Rule process, accomplish the goals set out by some members of this committee last week, and that we would probably need some sort of special state legislation if we were going to do something of that nature. So I just want everyone to keep that in their minds before we, take this to a special meeting.
Okay, is there, did we vote for a postponement?
I move that we postpone this until the night, until a special meeting to be set by the chair.
Second?
I'll second that.
On the postponement, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 249, amending the 2020 Ulster County budget to adjust the annual salary of the public defender in order to be consistent with a full-time position.
I'll move it for discussion.
I'll second it.
Second. Legislator Bartels.
So I circulated the proposed amendments that I'd like to make on the floor tonight. I don't know if everyone got a chance to look at it. I don't know if anyone has any questions. Okay, can I assume that it'll be a friendly amendment then on the floor?
I've got no opposition.
Okay. Okay, so thank you. And then we'll offer it on the floor.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 253, authorizing the replacement of the culvert on Wittenberg Road in the town of Woodstock and for the County of New York at a maximum estimated cost of $62,000.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it. Bartels.
Any questions on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 263, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to enter an agreement for a cybersecurity remediation grant program with New York State Board of Elections.
I'll move it for discussion.
Second?
I'll second it for discussion.
Okay. Legislator Ronk.
Thanks. Thanks, Madam Chair. I'm going to be a no on this in committee tonight and on the floor tonight. It's more of a protest vote than anything. As I said in Laws and Rules last night, this is the third time in 4 months that the Board of Elections has completely ignored our legislative process for late resolutions. The deputy commissioner on the Democratic side of the Board of Elections And I believe the commissioner had said that, you know, although they got an email about the grant, you know, in order to, you know, in time to make the resolution timely, that they didn't receive the hard copies of the contract until after resolution deadline, trying to say that that's why this would qualify as a late, because they didn't get it ahead of our resolution deadline. I spoke to the clerk of the legislature today, and she said that the email that was provided as part of the backup of the resolution that was received by the Board of Elections on June 9th had the contract attached to it. So they may have gotten in the mail the contract, you know, after resolution deadline, but they had been in receipt of the contract prior to resolution deadline. And I just, you know, at some point, this legislature is going to have to stand up and demand of the Board of Elections the same things that we would demand of the executive's office. And I'm sure I'm the only one who cares, but I that's why I'll be voting no tonight. I really think that, you know, our rules and processes are there for a reason, and if we're not going to follow them, we should just abolish them.
Anybody else? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
One no. Legislator Bronk. Resolution 264, setting a public hearing on the sale and or transfer of lands owned by Ulster County located at Golden Hill to a local development court to be held on Tuesday, August 11, 2020 at 6:20.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second Haynes.
Thank you. Any discussion, any questions?
Long overdue.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved.
I'm gonna be abstaining. Lynn, I'm gonna be abstaining for purpose of employment.
Thank you, John. Legislator Gaveras is an abstention. Okay, any new or old business anyone would like to bring up? Okay. Legislator Ronk.
Do we have a plan for another special meeting on the budget analysis?
Yes, I think we've gotten all the outstanding. Amber and I spoke about that. We should be sending something out in the next day or so.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Anybody else? Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn. Legislator Ronk, second.
Second, Bartels.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.